And John, my older brother, and me went to Denison to get our groceries. They'd go buy groceries on Saturday to last a week. And Dad would take team one Saturday, and Mr. take team next Saturday. And they walked. This norther came up and they walked all the way from Denison on the south side of the wagon and all to get a break from that north wind. And Dad's ears froze. And when they got home, there was plenty of ice, and Mother made some ice pack and put on his ears and drove that frost out of him. If he hadn't, he'd have probably lost his ears. And that was in the early days of February. And then when I came down here and went to work in January 30, we had 8 below zero. And then a little later on, we had 2 ice storms. And wires and trees was down all over town. And electricians came in here from I don't know how many states to help clean the town up and get electricity back, you know. And I was on the bread truck, and I got up at a regular time and started to work. But I didn't work, quit till after daylight, because trees and wires was down all over the street, and I couldn't tell when I'd get into a hot wire or anything like that, and I quit till after daylight. I was the only one that had any eggs in the town. Timer down here, around the produce, he wouldn't send his trucks out. And I would go ahead and get through my work. I'd get in my car then, and I'd go down through White Right and on down there, and then if I didn't get eggs that I wanted, I cut through and went to Whitesburg, and I'd bring a load of eggs in. Some of them was dirty, just picked up. And I'd put them in a tub and soak them, and then wash them, and I'd go to bed and get anywhere from 3 to 4 hours sleep. And then I'd get up and start working. I'd get my route laid up, I'd hit back up, pick up all the bottom by the dozen out of the grocery stores where they had any. Paid their price, retail price for it. Brought them in. Old boy Ron Cafe down here at Carl's Cafe and all, he couldn't get no eggs. Climber didn't have them. Union News had a cafe down there. My nephew cooked down there and all. And all of the other cafes and all. And they were allotted so many men to feed them. And Chuck called me one morning. The ice was all over the streets and just as slick as could be. And he called me about 4 o'clock. And he said, "Pat, you got any eggs?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Would you sell me a case? I've got so many of them, they're electricians here for breakfast." And he said, "They're big egg eaters, you know." And I said, "Yeah, I'll sell you a case." Never sold him an egg before. And I said, "I wouldn't deliver them though."